In 2008, out of the 819 congregations that were apportioned money, 583 congregations paid 100% of their apportionments. Another 113 congregations gave a higher percentage than they did in 2007. This leaves only 124 congregations who gave the same percentage or less to apportionments in 2007 than they did in 2008. Although we know that Iowa United Methodists, we could do better in our giving. Considering the state of the economy and the devastating storms of 2008, our response to God's grace is worthy. Once we have experienced the undeserved, unmerited, and loving action of God known as grace, let me report on how we have shared this grace with others. Membership in the Iowa United Methodist Church as of December 31, 2008 was 186,590 people, a 2% decrease. In 2008, 225 congregations grew in membership. The largest membership church in Iowa has 2,556 members, and the smallest membership church has 2. The average membership size for congregations in Iowa is 225, and the median, meaning as many churches larger and smaller, is 130. In 2008, our congregations received 3,027 members by profession of faith, and this was a 7% increase from the previous year. ...3,155 members left our relationship to a greater existence through death, and this was a 5% increase. However, it should be noted that 240 congregations had more baptisms this past year than they reported as deaths. Amen. The baptisms were 2,557 baptisms, and that is a 6% increase. In 2008, the average worship attendance at principal worship services was 62,035, a 4% decrease. The largest average attendance church was reported at 981, and the smallest average membership attendance for worship was 4. The average of all United Methodist churches in Iowa was 77, and the median is 45. Again, in 2008, 255 congregations reported an increase in worship attendance. Traditional Church School in 2008 reported an enrollment of 39,598, a 5% decrease, and attendance of 20,092, an 8% decrease. But even with these down numbers, 290 congregations reported an increase in church school enrollment and participation. The other important factor to remember is that many congregations not only have a church school, but they have weekday Christian formation groups or short-term learning groups. And the number of these groups in Iowa totaled 2,942, a 1% increase. The total number of people served by these weekday programs was 22,068, and that's a whopping 45% increase from the previous year. 139 congregations reported an increase in participation in weekday formation groups. Now, I know that I have just shared with you a lot of numbers. What we must never forget is that each number is a person. Amen. a person with a name, a person who has a relationship to the church and a relationship to Christ, a person who has known what it means to live under the grace of God. In the remaining few moments, I want to share with you the status of the conference's financial position as of May 31, 2009. First, let me tell you, on January 7th, Bishop Tremble called together a number of leaders of our conference to begin to put in place a contingency plan regarding your conference's financial status. Next, on January 13th, a conference call was held with the members of the Council of Finance and Administration to discuss possible contingency plans. The general feeling of the group and myself as conference treasurer was that it's better to be prepared with plans that hopefully we never have to have implemented than to wait and not be prepared if the financial crisis should affect our conference. The triggering event for any contingency plan would be that if at the end of any quarter the apportionment receipts are 3% less than in the previous year, CFNA will then take actions that might be necessary to meet the change in the financial position. The changes that could occur would have each agency change a spending plan and prioritizing the programs or funds as to what would get top priority. And each agency would be asked to help explore creative ways to reduce any other costs. And also, for the entire year of 2009, each agency's been asked to curtail spending unless it's necessary for the continued operations of their program. But fortunately, I can report that as of June 1, 2009, the financial position of the conference remained strong. Apportionment receipts through the end of May was only 1.72% less than in 2008. And only 0.73% less than the four-year average. When we factor in prior year apportionments paid, our receipts are down only 0.74% from the previous year. And what's most important to remember is these percentages translate into dollars, and that dollar amount is only $4,959 less in 2009 than at this same point in time in 2008. I want to thank the members of the churches of the Iowa Annual Conference for being so generous in their contributions to the ministry of the Annual Conference and to the ministries beyond. The institutions who rely on our support, the ministries in the general church and in the world that rely on our contributions, thank you for this very good effort in this year of 2009. We also know that in any year by the end of May, the conference needs a minimum of $1.5 million in a reserve fund for the purpose of carrying us through the summer. The summer is an expensive time for us because of the operations of the camping program, the moving of clergy, the cost of this annual conference session. And it happens at the same time when congregations' receipts are usually becoming less. So we need $1.5 million in reserve to carry us through. But as of June 1, we have $2.4 million in reserve. I think that's amazing. Yes. Again, it happens because of the generous support that you give in the local congregations, and it has happened because we have tried to be prudent in the way we use our money in 2009. And so if the summer receipts are close to the four-year average, and with our reserves, we should enter the fall financially healthy. Although, of course, you and I all know that what may look just fine in this moment can change in just a few seconds if a disaster hits. Radical hospitality, receiving God's grace, is our theme for this year's conference. The Book of Discipline states, by grace, we mean the undeserved, unmerited, and loving action of God in human existence through the ever-present Holy Spirit. And then it also states, in this Spirit, we take up our theological task. We endeavor through the power of the Holy Spirit to understand the love of God given in Jesus Christ. We seek to spread this love abroad. As we see more clearly who we have been, as we understand more fully the needs of the world, as we draw more effectively upon our theological heritage, we will become better equipped to fulfill our calling as the people of God. Or as St. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 20, "Now to God, who by the power at work within us is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, to God be glory in the church and in Christ to all generations forever and ever. Amen."
If you would receive the Treasurer's Report with appreciation for Dr. Charles Smith, please say amen. And let's give him a round of applause.